Hello there, this is Tony Brewer, the Keto Christian Podcaster, and you are listening to Cogitations. Cogitations is the podcast where we cogitate, we think about things, we discuss them, we turn them over in our minds. And today's episode of Cogitations is about Paul's sin. I bet you don't think about the Apostle Paul as someone who committed sin, but he absolutely did. We're going to show that from the scriptures. There was a wonderful post in the We Talk Truth group discussing this very thing. So let's notice Paul's sin. Let's read the scripture, and then let's talk about what that means for you and me. Because let me tell you something. If we got to live through this life perfect, and we're expected that we can't do anything wrong or ever mess up or ever have a lapse in judgment, I figure if anybody be able to do that, it'd be an apostle, especially Paul. Anyway, Cogitations, Daniel chapter 7, verse 28. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitations much troubled me, and my countenance changed in me, but I kept the matter in my heart. We're not going to keep the matter in our heart. We're going to talk about it. So be that as it may, let's talk about Paul's sin. Let me go in here and see if I can get to where I can see your comments. This may or may not be a podcast that elicits a lot of comments. I don't know. Sometimes, boy, we do a whole lot. I may do a Cogitations podcast. It's the beginning of the new year. We may go back and do some just straight up Cogitations about baptism and have a discussion about baptism. We hadn't done that in a while. Good to see everybody. Brandon Brunch is in. Let me make sure my video is on silence. So I'm here. If you're here, comment in the Added to the Church of Christ, Acts 2:47 Facebook page. And I'll, before the end of the podcast, I'll go to the Bay Church of Christ Facebook page. And I'll also check the We Talk Truth group. All right. So you may be thinking, Tony, what in the world are you thinking? Paul, there's no way Paul ever sinned. Well, let's read the book of Acts, starting in about verse 18. And the day following, chapter 21, I never did tell you that. Acts chapter 21, verse 18 and following. And the day following, Paul went in with us unto James, and all the elders were present. This is in Jerusalem, by the way. And when he had saluted them, he declared particularly the things that God had wrought among the Gentiles by his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord and said unto him, Thou seest, brother, how many thousands of Jews there are which believe, and they are all zealous of the law. And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. What is it, therefore, the multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we may say to thee, We have four men which have a vow on them. Them take and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. As touching the Gentiles which believe, we have written and concluded that they observe no such thing, save only that they keep themselves from things offered to idols, and from blood, and from strangled, and from fornication. Then Paul took the men, and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification, until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. And when 7 days were almost ended, the Jews which were of Asia, when they saw him in the temple, stirred up all the people and laid hands on him. So it didn't work out. What's up, Chad McLucas? Good to have you in. So it didn't work out at all for Paul. Whatever he was trying to accomplish here, it didn't work. But we don't have to guess what he was trying to accomplish. What had the Jews heard of Paul? Well, they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the customs. Paul was teaching that you shouldn't keep the law of Moses. That's what you teach as a Christian. If I were to evangelize amongst the Jews, guess what I would be teaching? I would teach that you ought not circumcise your children. You ought not follow after the customs of the law of Moses, because those things are past. They are a shadow of things to come. We have much better in Christ. The entire book of Hebrews teaches that you shouldn't circumcise your children and you shouldn't keep the customs of the law of Moses. All right? So we know that whatever James, what James was trying to do with Paul and what Paul was trying to do with these Jews, it was dishonest on its face. Paul compromised. You got me? He compromised. There's no other way about it. And that's not good. Think about this. What if I were going to go to the Baptist church and one of my buddies said, hey man, just go up there to the Baptist church and slide in there and go worship with them just to show them that you're okay. And then maybe you'll be able to change some of them's mind. That's what we're looking at with Paul here. That's the equivalent of what he did. Now, how many of you would think that that was okay? I mean, it certainly wouldn't be wise, but I would say it's absolutely sin. Ephesians 5:11, still in the Bible. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. And that's what Paul should have done. Paul should have said, no, I'm not going through. Why are y'all even, James, you know better. You're a Christian. Why are you having these men shave their heads and go through this vow and offer a blood sacrifice on their behalf? Why are you doing that? Do you understand that's what happened? Let's see. Right here, verse 26, then Paul took the men and the next day, purifying himself with them, entered into the temple to signify the accomplishment of the days of purification until that an offering should be offered for every one of them. Paul needed no blood offering for sure. Paul was pure. Why was Paul pure? Paul was pure because Paul was a Christian. Paul was covered in the blood of Jesus. So why would he do this? I think that one of Paul's weaknesses was that he tried a little bit too much to be a chameleon, as it were. He maybe tried a little bit too much to be all things to all people. Now, we can go to 1 Corinthians 9, and we can read in 1 Corinthians 9 where Paul gives these instructions. Let's see, 1 Corinthians 9. This is verse 19. For though I be free from the blood of all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all, that I might gain the more. Now, we need to understand the context. The context is Paul, everywhere he went, he didn't charge the people to preach the gospel. See, he's free from all men, okay? He's free from all men. Because he's made himself a servant unto all so that he might gain the more. What he's talking about there is not receiving financial support from the places where he ministered, okay? That's what he's talking about. That's the context. Read the entire chapter of read the entire beginning of the chapter here, the first 18 verses. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law. That's outside the law of Moses. Being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. So basically saying to the Jew, I became a Jew, to the Gentile, I became a Gentile. He was able to adopt certain customs anywhere he went because he was very knowledgeable in the truth of God's word. To the weak, he became as weak that he might gain the weak. Well, what's that talking about? Well, so think about 1 Corinthians chapter 8 and what's being talked about. meat offered to idols. These people were weak in their faith as far as having a tender conscience. So Paul became just like them, and he said, I won't eat meat as long as the world stands, if that's what it takes to make my brother happy, to make my brother edified and to keep my brother safe. If it causes my brother to offend, then I'm not going to eat meat as long as the world stands. So we're not talking about Paul adopting certain parts of the law of Moses. That would go against other clearly defined scripture and understood scripture. Let's keep on going. And to the weak I became, and to the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some, and this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. And then he goes into talking about the people that run a race. Folks, let me tell you, Paul is not talking here about actually following the traditions of the law of Moses to the point where he allows a blood sacrifice made in his name or on his behalf. But let's say even if he were, that's not the issue with what is happening in Acts chapter 8. We know the exact reason why James wanted Paul to do what he did, and it's right here. Verse 21 of Acts chapter 21, "And they are informed of thee that thou teachest all the Jews which are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children, neither to walk after the custom. What is it, therefore? The multitude must needs come together, for they will hear that thou art come. Do therefore this, that we say unto thee, we have four men which have a vow on them," and so on and so forth. So Paul is doing this for the purpose that these Jews that are gathered might be convinced that Paul is not teaching that they should forsake the law of Moses. I don't understand. And anyway, here we go. Let's see. Keep on reading to verse 20 and verse 24. "Take them and purify thyself with them, and be at charges with them, that they may shave their heads, and all may know." So all of these Jews present may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing. So it's not just that you're trying to say that, well, you know, yeah, we're not teaching that you have to forsake the law of Moses. You can still follow the traditions, but you need to understand what Christianity is. They went farther than that. Because look at the phrase after the word "but," that all may know that those things whereof they were informed concerning thee are nothing, but that thou thyself also walkest orderly and keepest the law. By doing this ceremony, what Paul was stating to the people is that he walks after the ordinances of the law of Moses. And that's not true. This was dishonest. This was not good. And I think that this, it's just rough. I'm just going to tell you. Again, this would be the equivalent of such a backdoor approach to try to convert a denomination out of denominationalism and into Christianity, that it would be like me going and worshiping with a denomination every week and talking about how good they're doing and how much they love Jesus and all y'all are just good Christian people, thinking that extreme backdoor approach will solve anything. Folks, that's just not the way it works. That's not the way evangelism works. In fact, it's sin. Ephesians 5:11. I said it before at the beginning of the podcast. Ephesians 5:11. "Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." Paul compromised. All right. I don't understand how you could think anything else other than Paul was in sin because of this action. Now, question, what in the world does that mean for us? I mean, after all, Well, John writes, "These things write unto you that you sin not, but if any man sin, he has an advocate with the Father." That means if I ever have a lapse of judgment, if I find myself in some kind of sin, then I probably don't need to be so hard on myself. I need to understand that I'm sickened by the sin. We have viewers all the way from India. This brother's been viewing us for a long time, and I have yet to catch him in the live stream. I think he's in the live stream now. It's Mary Ratna Kumar. He's viewing at the Ratna Kumar minister at the Totemula Church of Christ in South India. So we're thankful that folks all the way from India get this program and stuff. So hopefully it does some good where you are and it blesses your ministry. So we still are sin sick. We're sick of the sin. We don't want to sin, and we're certainly not going to live in sin so that grace may abound at Romans 6. But I understand that if I do sin, it's not so much the end of the world. Yes, I've stumbled. Yes, I've fallen. But I need to get up and I need to keep on. In fact, I will go to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and start reading in verse 24. "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they that do it obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air." He doesn't shadow box. "But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that it by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway." And then he goes into chapter 10 of 1 Corinthians that talks about the children of Israel under Moses, all drank of one spiritual well and all ate of one spiritual food. And they were baptized with the baptism of Moses. They crossed the Red Sea, the water on each side, the vapor on the top. And yet they still murmured and fell away and were destroyed, thousands upon thousands of them, for their idolatry. So this text kind of mirrors what we're talking about and complements it very well. Because when I think about this, I think about Paul not shadow boxing, but being very purposeful in his fight and training and keeping under his body and bringing his body into subjection, lest at any time when he preaches, he'd become a castaway. I just wonder if he learned this valuable lesson from the experience with James and the other Jews there in Jerusalem. You see, you're going to sin. And it's terrible. God hates it when you sin. You should hate it when you sin. But it's not the end of the world. It's not the end of your Christianity. You have the blood of Jesus Christ. If you walk in the light as he is in the light, you have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth you from all sin. You walk, he wipes. That's the idea. You walk and he wipes. I don't know if y'all can hear that train in the background or not, but it's coming through loud and clear. I think some of them are just much louder than others. Of course, those of you that are listening to this may be like, "Well, he's crazy. I don't hear a thing." And that means that's good. Well, I'm glad you don't hear a thing. I guess you just hear me talking about it. And if I hadn't said anything, nobody would know the train's coming. Let's see. Back in the... All right. Good deal. So I'm back in the added page. Video stream. Well, guys, I don't know. I just, I take great strength from this. I mean, if anybody besides Jesus could live on this earth and not sin, I figured it'd be Paul, but you know what? I'm convinced and convicted that he sinned. What else can you think here? Something to think about. So that way I know if I fail, I can get up, I can ask for forgiveness, and I can keep on keeping on. Folks, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. I hope. Cool. Okay. On the live stream, they're saying they can't hear the train. So that's good. All right. Yeah, Chadwick says there's one in Tyronza now too. I hope we don't hit each other. Chadwick's just down the road a little bit from us. In fact, just about down the same highway. The train that he's hearing is probably on the same tracks as the one I just heard. Gotta love these flatlands, the Delta of Arkansas. It's wonderful. Well, guys, that's been our podcast. So Paul sinned, but don't worry. Paul was covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. It wasn't the end. That didn't make him any less of an apostle because he sinned. It didn't make him any less of a man or a Christian because he had a momentary lapse of judgment. You know, it's real easy to judge somebody from the sidelines. You know who the best NFL quarterback is that ever lived? It's me when I'm sitting on my couch watching the game. Those of you that know me know that's a ludicrous illustration because I never watch football. But you get the idea, right? You know, and I wouldn't say maybe the quarterback, but the greatest NFL coach that ever lived is me when I'm sitting in my armchair watching the game. You know, it's real easy to be critical and to know what we would do when we've never been in the situation. However, when we're in the situation and we make a decision in the moment and that decision isn't the best decision, even if that decision is a decision to sin, then we've got to give ourselves some grace because God gives us grace. Okay? It's not the end of the world. Absolutely don't live in sin so that grace may abound. Okay? Do not do that. But remember, you're walking through this world, you're going to stumble. If you sin, you have an advocate with the Father. And that should be a powerful message. At least I hope it would be. So, right? If y'all like what we do and you want to help us out, www.patreon.com/nearchurches. www.patreon.com/nearchurches. And you can become a patron. And we're going to have some exclusive content on the Patreon account. So that is coming soon. We are so very thankful to those of you who are our patrons. And that's about all I've got to say about that for right now. As far as the Cogitations podcast, you can catch this for our brother listening in India. You can download the Cogitations podcast and the We Talk Truth podcast. You can go to Podbean or Spotify or Apple Podcast. And you can get the We Talk Truth podcast on Apple Podcast and Podbean, not Spotify. And you can get the Cogitations podcast on Apple Podcast, Spotify, and Podbean. So just search those and you'll really like them. We put out a lot of content and discuss a lot of things that you don't hear discussed often. So this has been Tony Brewer. Follow me on Instagram. I have a Facebook page and Instagram account that's kind of personal. I talk about my dog, my weight loss journey, you know, all kinds of stuff. It no Bible teaching really on it. I mean, you'll find Bible stuff on it because I'm the keto Christian podcaster, but I think you'll find it entertaining. So if you could follow me on Instagram, that'd be great. Follow me on that Facebook page, the Keto Christian Podcaster, and you'll like some of that content there. So God bless you. And this has been Tony Brewer with the Cogitations Podcast, and we'll catch you on the flip side.